It's Thursday of the third week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. Today our Roman station is at Saints Cosmas and Damian. This is a great basilica which flanks the Roman Forum's Via Sacra. Cosmas and Damian themselves were doctors who came from Cilicia in modern-day Turkey. They were apprehended in the time of the Emperor Diocletian and thereafter tortured to force them to recant. Cosmas and Damian were twins, and their veneration is consistent with Rome's seeming fascination with twins. You will recall that the founders of Rome were the twins Romulus and Remus. They were associated with the Palatine Hill that looms above the Roman Forum on the other side from where this basilica is. Then there were the demigod twins Castor and Pollux. There was also a temple to them in the Roman Forum, right nearby. The brothers Cosmas and Damian may have been a symbolic counterbalance to the pagan god brothers Castor and Pollux. Their temple is, after all, just right across the Forum. Cosmas and Damian were crucified and shot with arrows and finally beheaded. There were early churches dedicated to them in Jerusalem and in Egypt. Their relics were translated to Constantinople and later to Rome, though you can also find their tomb in Venice, in San Giorgio Maggiore. They were so venerated that their names are in the Roman canon, which is a very ancient prayer, the Eucharistic prayer, which by far most resonates with the identity of Roman Catholics. In 526, Theodoric the Ostrogoth gave part of the library of Vespasian to Pope Felix IV, and that became the basis for the Basilica of the twins Cosmas and Damian. Thus, we are in the section of the Roman Forum called the Forum of Vespasian. Part of Vespasian's library was joined to the Temple of Romulus to make this basilica. In the 17th century, Urban VIII, the Barberini Pope, restored the church. In the basilica itself are 6th-century mosaics depicting Christ against a blue sky. Peter, in a senatorial toga, presents St. Cosmas dressed in the tunic of a traveler, and St. Theodorus is holding a martyr's crown nearby. On the other side, St. Paul, also in the guise of a Roman senator, presents St. Damian and Felix IV, holding a model of this very basilica. There are naturalistic elements in the mosaic as well. You will see, for example, that the figures cast shadows. Since 1512, this basilica has been in the hands of the Franciscans of the Third Order regular. The present titular cardinal here is Beniamino Stella. Look into your own heart. I've looked into mine. I've had a great deal of suffering in the 83 years of my life, physical suffering and other suffering. It should never have happened, and it has lasted for many years. Yet, as I look back, I know very well that I have never received the punishment that I deserved. God has been easy with me. He has not laid on me burdens that were equal to my failures. If we look into our own souls, I think that we will also come to the same conclusion, for God speaks to us in various ways. As C.S. Lewis put it, God whispers to us in our pleasures, He speaks to us in our conscience, and He shouts to us in our pain. Pain is God's megaphone. And unlike the ripples that are made in a brook, or that you see when you throw a stone in a pond, the ripples of pain, instead of going out to distant shores, narrow and come to a central point where there is less of the outside of the circle and more of the center. Not the ego, but the real person and the real self. And one begins to find oneself alone with God. That is what happens in pain. Fulton Sheen.